I have internal wind. Lord gave me like really good voice projection, so please keep it down so I don't hurt everybody. This is a place of healing.
Amen.
I don't want everybody leaving deaf.
Amen.
But Lord, we're so very thankful for gathering us together. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your holiness, your righteousness. And Lord, Holy Spirit, in my insufficiency, you are the teacher. Fill my mouth with your words, and may the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, we pray. Our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, I'm excited to be here. And I'm excited, and I have been for a while. And thanks be to God, he got us out just before the snow came. As we were traveling, we flew out of Buffalo, and we came here via Atlanta. They were forecasting all kinds of snow, and so we left in the morning, and it was like 45 degrees. And by the time we got to Buffalo, got on the plane, hour later, my daughter sent a picture to my wife of our backyard, and it was completely covered in snow. So I believe this is a divine appointment.
Amen.
And so I wanted to share with you from the Word of God today, beginning in Judges, a story of Barak and Deborah. Judges chapter 4, verse 6, says, "Then Deborah sent and called for Barak, the son of Abinoam, and Kadesh, Naphtali, and said to him, 'Has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, go to Mount Tabor and take with you 10,000 men of the sons of Naphtali and Zebulun? And I will bring you to the brook of Kishon, the captain of the army of Jabin, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver them into your hands.'" Now, Deborah is a prophetess. She has the word of God. Amen? So she's speaking to Barak, who God has chosen, and he said that he will deliver into his hand the multitude of Jabin. Of course, those that were unrighteous in the midst. And Barak said to her, now listen what he says. He says, "If you go with me, then I will go. But if you do not go with me, I'll remain here." Well, he's not really trusting God, amen? Is he moving in faith? No. He's not hearing the word of the prophet. He says, "But I'll remain here, for I am unable to discern the day when the angel of the Lord will help me." She said, "Certainly I will go with you. But know this, there is no honor gained by you on the journey you are undertaking, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hands of a woman." But notice what Deborah does. "Then Deborah arose and went with Barak from Kadesh." Of course, as the rest of the account goes, righteous judgment was brought upon those who have been pressing Israel. But what I wanted to say is that I have come in the spirit of Deborah and Barak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Her name means honeybee. And his name means lightning. But the interesting and the important part that I wanted to draw from this account is that she didn't condemn him because he wasn't moving in faith, because he didn't trust the Lord. What did he do? What did she do? She moved with him and said, "Surely I will go." And so I believe in this, in the revival of Selma. I've come from the north to the revival in Selma. I have come from the north to the revival in Selma. That's a declaration. The Holy Spirit of God drew in my heart and called me here, and I have come in a spirit of unity. Canada and the U.S. is together. This revival has now become international. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. The enemy and the snow could not keep me away. God strained the heavens. And so I've come in that spirit of unity. And I think one of the hallmarks of this revival is going to be just that. As the bishop has been saying, and they have been coming from all different denominations, Psalm 133 says, "Where there is unity, there flows the anointing, running down the beard of Aaron, and all those will be blessed." Amen. And so this spirit of unity is one of the hallmarks of the revival of Selma. You know, I've been so close and I've touched so many times the hem of the garment of Jesus. I've on the tail end of a revival, but it sets something loose in my heart. I've cried out for 13 years. 13 years as Joseph held on to his vision. I've cried and cried and cried, saying, Lord, heal your church, heal your people, set your people free. And in that freedom, we can know His love. We can know His mercy. We can know His grace. We can know He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We can run and not get weary. We can run and not get weary. We can run and not get weary. Give glory to God. And that spirit of revival, that hallmark of unity, that hallmark of unity as Deborah and Barak stood together and defeated the enemies of God. This is a spirit. This is the spirit of unity within this revival. It's a spirit of love. It's a spirit of mercy. It's a spirit of forgiveness. How often, you know what? As the church, what do we do with our wounded? We shoot them! Or kick them! And when they're down, we sure would make kick them again. But you know what? The Bible says, with one, 10,000, or one, 1,000 will flee, and two, 10,000 will flee. With one, 1,000 will come, and two, 10,000 will come to the table of the Lord to be fed on mercy, love, and forgiveness. I am tired, tired to my very core, us rejecting the spirit of unity and love. And when we see disaster, when we see hurt, when we see pain, and God's bringing them here, God's bringing the disenfranchised, those that have been hurt by the church. And there's a lot of them. The church is guilty. But you know what? When we fall down and we worship Jesus, when we stand in His presence, when we get a hold of who we are, because of who He is, then we can love with His love that will flow through us, because our faith invokes His ability, His faithfulness, not ours. Can I love? No. Can He love? Yes. But if I am submitted on my face before Him, what will He do? He will do what He's always done. Love the broken, the lost, the lonely. Give glory to God. And so as we've come, whoop, I lost my thing.
I don't need it.
So as we come, and I come in the spirit of Deborah, this is the last time in the name of Jesus.
Pick it up and drag it in.
Save you, brother. Spirit of unity. See this?
All right.
So as we come in the spirit of unity,